When Sophie had her daughter 17 years ago, she decided not to vaccinate her right away. A yoga teacher, Sophie eats organic food. She's very conscious of what goes into her body and questioned what was in the vaccines. She didn't have to deal with the issue, though, until her daughter was 18 months old when she went to daycare, where some vaccines are mandatory. So this is the vaccination card.
Yeah. So that was May 99. We have what they call diphtheria, tetanus, and polio.
That trio is mandatory for everyone in France. Sophie had chosen a homeopathic pediatrician who, like most homeopaths, was against most vaccines. The doctor insisted on the mandatory trio, but at the time in the early 2000s, another mandatory vaccination was BCG against tuberculosis. Sophie was concerned about how that one was manufactured, and she also questioned its efficacy, as her husband had received the vaccination 3 times and yet still tested negative.
I just thought, oh God. I don't think I want to go through with the BCG vaccination.
She talked to her doctor, who agreed, and wrote a dispensation saying that Sophie's daughter was allergic. The school accepted it. Catherine got a similar dispensation from her homeopathic doctor for her son, who today is 21 years old. 12 years later, though, when it came time for her daughter to go to daycare, the school would no longer accept that certificate.
So I asked my daughter what I can do, and he said, okay, we have to do a fake. Mm-hmm. So we bought the vaccination to have the sticker, and the doctor put a stamp with the sticker.
This was, of course, illegal, but anecdotally, this appears to be standard practice for those who are anti-vaccine in France. Catherine was surprised, but she says her doctor was confident that the BCG vaccine would no longer be mandatory within a short amount of time.
And my daughter was right.
Indeed, in July 2007, a few months after Catherine got the fake certificate, the French health ministry declared the vaccine no longer mandatory. She ended up by chance with this homeopathic doctor, who insisted that vaccinations are not without consequences.
I'm not an activist against the vaccination because I don't know. I'm not a doctor. So the only thing I have to do is to trust my doctor.
And she did trust her doctor, even in the face of pressure from others.
I felt a little bit guilty. I thought maybe I'm a bad mother, maybe my children has a risk. If I was at this time a little less convinced, maybe I accepted.
She's satisfied with her decisions, even though her son did contract measles at the age of 18.
And he was very ill, very sick.
Measles has always been understood as a very minor disease.
Denise Antona is an infectious disease specialist with the French Public Health Network. She says measles can have deadly complications. A growing measles epidemic in Europe and in the U.S. is a result of people not getting vaccinated. The measles is an optional vaccine, and fewer people are getting it. It's a problem not just because the disease is highly contagious, but also because the vaccination itself is not 100% effective. So there needs to be a high percentage of people vaccinated to make sure others don't get the disease. That's the definition of public health campaigns.
Vaccination, it's not only a selfish process. It's you get vaccinated for yourself, but you get vaccinated to protect other people around you.
But for parents, usually their view is about themselves and their own children. Sophie admits to feeling guilt when her daughter got whooping cough at age 12. There's a standard, though optional, vaccine against it.
I felt terribly guilty because she felt awful. And I just thought, oh God, maybe I should have had her vaccinated.
So if you had to do it again, would you have done it?
I don't know.
She insists she wants to be able to make up her own mind.
I'm no specialist, but still, I don't want to just believe whatever people tell me.
The French Constitutional Council is getting ready to rule on whether or not Sophie and other skeptics like her will have to follow what they're told by health officials, or if they can indeed decide on their own. Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.